TMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Another full hour of music with Robert E. Lee.
Oh, thank you.
WTMA.
The Bobby D. Sunday Show from Tiger TMNA Radio. This portion of the show presented by your Marine Center.
Number 34.
You know, AT-40's heard coast to coast and around the world on great radio stations like WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina.
1250 TMA. That was Chicago and Harry Truman from the Dave Show reminding you that you could be a winner at Jackpot Poker on the Bobby TMA. Check the serial numbers of your dollar bills for winning hands and listen to win your share of thousands of dollars in Jackpot Poker. TMA.
That's all number 40 now on the Sporty Top 40. Welcome in, and I hope there's many more to come. Good evening. It's 5 past the hour of 11. This is Danny Knox in Tiger Town, Charleston.
WTMA, loving you like a rock. That's Paul Simon. He has pretty eyes. I don't know if you've ever noticed that before. Beautiful Simon eyes. It's 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have cloudy skies and 37 degrees, and we've got Al Cammie standing by with the news now. You know, he had an interesting thing happen to him yesterday. He went Christmas shopping downtown, and the store he was in had a power failure, and for 2 hours, Al was stuck on an escalator.
WTMA number one. Surf's up.
Welcome back, everybody. We are walking down memory lane, remembering the good old days of rock and roll at
like
WTMA. Yeah, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. I'm Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, and WTMA gave me my start in broadcasting, much to their shock and dismay now. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, I was a news guy here and in the summertime, and then I'd go back to college and... From here, I moved to another radio station and eventually got to Channel 5, and I've been there ever since. So I want to thank John Quincy for asking me to host this remembrance show as we help celebrate the 65th year of the mighty WTMA. And back when I was growing up, there was only one station to listen to for rock and roll, and it was WTMA. So it's a news leader now, news and talk leader in this new century. But back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, when I was listening, it was the rock and roll leader. Special thanks to Buddy Charles, who was here in the 50s, and Mike West from the 60s, and my good friend R.J. Kite, who was Jim Diamond here at WTMA back in the 60s. Guys, it was a pleasure to talk to all of you, and I can see why you were so popular here at WTMA. Right now, though, on the phone is Mr. Johnny Long. Johnny, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Bill Sharp from Live 5 News. You're talking to Johnny. Tell us about when you were here and what it was like back then.
It was just amazing. I came over to Charleston to work at WQSN, but of course, as soon as I got in town, I realized that WTMA was the place to be. And I want to thank Jim Diamond for taking off that year and going over to the school, because it was because of him I was able to slide in there and start to work.
Cool.
They used to run a promo that because all the guys used to do dances every week, and they would name off the dance they were going to. And I noticed one day that Jim's name was missing. So I contacted Deputy Doug Randall, who was the program director, and consequently I slid right in.
You slid right in. I think R.J. Kite, a.k.a. Jim Diamond, would like to say hi to you, Johnny. You might want to thank him personally. R.J.?
Hi, John. How you doing, guy?
I'm doing good, big guy.
You're still writing?
I'm still writing. Thank you very much.
Cool. Glad that you're alive and breathing and walking and you don't need a walker. Like the most of us.
Johnny, what are you writing, and what years were you here, by the way, at the mighty WTMA?
I was there in 64 and 65.
All right.
And I would probably stay longer, but I was offered a job in Cincinnati at WSAI.
Oh, the big time, Johnny,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, I want to tell you something, though. TMA was always one of my favorites. We used to run a contest, I'm sure the guys remember, that was called Name It and Claim It.
Uh-huh.
Well, the phone lines would jam with so many people trying to get in that sometimes you would have a cross telephone lines where you would have two or more people on the line.
Gotcha.
So we'd have to give multiple winners because it would be unfair, of course, to
Johnny,
cut somebody out.
Johnny, do you remember how we eventually solved that problem? If your last name starts with a letter.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
I forgot that.
There we go.
Yeah, but it was just amazing. Then I worked at a couple other stations, but TMA has always remained close to my heart, and I discovered the web page that you guys had set up.
Right.
Which is really good, and it brought back a lot of memories. I remember all the guys that were there, Terry Allen and Danny Knox, and Charlie Bird.
Terry is here right now, as a matter of fact, and we're going to get him to the mic in just a second. But, Johnny, let me ask you something. I've asked each of these guys I've talked to so far, Mike West, Buddy Charles, Jim Diamond, a.k.a. R.J. Kite, to speak as if they were on the air again, the way they used to talk. And Buddy broke me up, as did Mike, and R.J. is so professional. Let me hear how you sounded, Johnny. Can you do a little bit of your bit, your stick, into the mic for us?
I'll try after all these years. Let me see. South Carolina weather is going to be partly cloudy and mild with a high today of 80, a low tonight of about 65. At Folly Beach right now it's 78, Somerville it's 80, and at Streetside it's 75.
He brought his own sounds, too.
That's right. We actually, John Quincy, I think, put that in. Johnny Long, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Quickly, before I let you go, what's your writing? What are you writing?
I wrote a book called The Human Legacy, which you can pick up Barnes & Noble or any of your favorite bookstores. And I have a couple books that are coming out later this year.
Okay. Johnny Long, good to talk to you. Take care of yourself. And thanks for being a part of our look back, our reunion special, our nostalgia trip back to the 60s. Take care, Johnny. Let's go. I want you to meet now a guy whom I've known for many years, who's down in Savannah, Mr. Bill Edwards. And Bill has done both radio and television, and Bill used to work here at the Mighty TMA. He's one of our alumni, I should say. Bill, are you around?
I am indeed.
Well, how are you?
I am great, Bill. It's good to hear from you. It's what a pleasure. And, I'm so honored to do this because I was such a minor fraction of the TMA legacy. I just worked here for a summer doing news.
Well, you were kind of like me, Bill. You and I both worked in the summertime doing news. Tell me when you were here, Bill.
It's how we met. It was the summer of 67. Right. I was right out. It was between my freshman year and sophomore year in college. Mm-hmm. And my dad had lived here. My parents had divorced, and Dad moved up to Charleston afterward. And so I lived here. And, I knew the legacy of TMA, having come up every weekend, every other weekend when I was from junior high right on up through high school. And so listening to WTMA was, as they say, the thing to do. And to be offered a job here, my dad happened to know the station manager very well, and they were in the Rotary Club together.
That was Chuck Smith back then, wasn't it?
Well, it was Dave Welburn and Chuck Smith.
And Chuck Smith.
Yeah, I think he played bridge with Dave Welburn, mm-hmm. and Chuck Smith was in Rotary. They were in Rotary together, and Chuck Smith was the owner. And that's how that all came about. And they needed a news guy to fill in for a fellow named Wayne Long, who was the news director.
Oh, we all know Wayne Long.
And if you remember, Dave Welburn was one of these guys, the general manager. Ideas sprang forth from this man like a fountain. He came up with this idea of putting Wayne and another guy in a car. They got, Burnside Dodge to supply the car.
Right.
And they lived in the car for a month.
Oh, my.
And they, rode around, and they would eat at the various restaurants, and they
hope they were real good friends.
Yes, they were real good friends. I don't think anybody would want to stay in a car for too long with Wayne Long.
Well, that's
a personal observation.
That's true. Well, and they needed somebody to do the news at least for a month, and they said, well, let's bring this kid in and let him do the news for Wayne. And have him do the first hour of the show in the morning so Dave Lloyd could sleep late. And so Dave got there at 6. We call that sleeping late in this business.
Right, right. And how old were you when you first started here?
That was the summer I turned 19.
19 years old.
So I was 18 when I started and turned 19 about a month later.
And back then you were tall and skinny.
I was.
What happened?
Well, the Dairy Queen Blizzard diet hasn't worked out quite as well as I'd hoped. But, but it sure tastes good.
Nuts. I'm teasing you because we all have what the French call a little bit of avoir du poids, a little excess.
That's why we're on radio.
Well, that's why you only see me from the chest up here on TV.
Bill, have some sound that Bill brought. And,
this is how I was introduced. We were called the good guys in those days, and this is how the shows were introduced.
Now, big summer fun with good guy Bill Edwards, the music, and you.
And that's how we came on at the top of every hour right after we did the news.
Well, Bill, what are you doing now? You moved on from TMA to go where? Bring us up to the current time.
Well, I went. Of course, I was back at school.
Right.
And when I finished up at school, I came up here to get another job at TMA. and was talking to, when I was here, I went to Rotary with Dad, and the general manager at Channel 4 here, WCIV,
right,
walked up to me after the meeting and said, "We have an opening at Channel 4 if you would like to come audition." Well, I was waiting for him in his office when he got back from the meeting.
And so you auditioned at Channel 4.
And they liked what they saw, and right, I was there for 4 years.
You know, there's no accounting for taste at all.
That's true. That's absolutely right. That's how you and I, you were working at another station.
I was working
at the radio.
Right.
And
right,
you came to me. In fact, Warren Pepper came to me. I covered him. I'm so old. I covered Warren Pepper when he played for Baptist College.
Oh, my gosh. Then College.
And he came to me and he said, "I think I'd like to do this."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, we don't have an opening here. Why don't you go to Channel 5? And I think, and it worked out, at least for 30 years, didn't it?
It did.
Didn't I see a show, a horrible story that we got last year that they were letting him go or weren't renewing his contract?
Warren had a wonderful career at Channel 5 and is just quite a terrific broadcaster. So anyway, you're at Channel 4, you leave there. Uh-huh. What happens after that?
I went with the Greater Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce for about a year.
All right.
Then I got a job in with a radio station in Georgetown.
Right.
Then I got the a television job back in Savannah at home, and I've been in Savannah ever since. I've been at various television stations doing sports, and then but the more I listened to talk radio, and the farther to the left they got in the television news departments, I just couldn't. It was hard to take it anymore, and so I now do a morning talk show on a station that's very close to us in frequency here. It's now WTKS down in Savannah, but it's Savannah's original station. It was WTOC.
Where is it on the dial?
It is 1290.
1290 on the dial, yeah. Bill. All right, Bill, you know what I've asked everybody else. Let me have a little sample of the way it was when Bill Edwards was here at the mighty TMA back in the 60s.
Good morning. Here's what's happening. Downtown, we have a wreck on I-26. I could get all the I's mixed up.
We didn't have I-26.
We certainly didn't. I did not do a DJ show. I only did an hour, so it was just kind of the normal voice here, you know. And that's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with a Ragdoll.
That's pretty good, Bill. That's pretty good. You got a great set of pipes. You might think about radio as a future career.
I've been told I have a good face for radio. You remember that old
joke? You got a great face for radio.
Yes,
Bill
absolutely.
Edwards, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And, of course, I've known you. My career has been interwoven with yours down through the years. I've seen you in television.
Absolutely.
I've heard you in radio. And now, unfortunately, I see you in person. So, you know, things like this. You know what they say, don't you, Bill? Stuff happens.
It certainly does.
You know, I'm teasing you, Bill, because I love you. And it's great to hear from you. And we're going to hear some more from you. I certainly hope so. And furthermore, thanks for coming down. And it certainly is. I saw an elephant in my pajamas. What he was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bill Edwards. Bill, always a pleasure. We're going to take a break and go down memory lane some more. Wait till you hear who's warming up in the bullpen. And when you warm up your vocal cords, that's not something that's very pleasant, folks. We've got Mr. John Smith, or at least that was the name he used on the air, and my good buddy, a guy who was really a mentor to me here at WTMA, especially when we were scouting for young ladies back then, and that was Terry Allen. And Terry's going to be with us too. John Smith and Terry Allen, when we continue to look back to the great days of rock and roll here on the mighty WTMA.